Hello, this is Word of Eternal Life by Pastor Chaco Varghese of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida.
Good morning again, Word of Eternal Life, speaking from the Gospel of Matthew. In the book of Gospel of Matthew, chapter 16, verse 5 to verse 12, and may continue the rest as the time allows. Verse 5, chapter 16, Matthew's Gospel, when they went across the lake, the disciples forgot to take bread. Be careful, Jesus said to them, be on your guard against the yeast of the Pharisees and Sadducees. They discussed this among themselves and said, it is because we did not bring the bread. Aware of their discussion, Jesus asked, you of little faith, why are you talking among yourselves about having no bread? Do you still not understand? Don't you remember the 5 loaves for the 5,000 and how many baskets full you gathered, or the 7 loaves for the 4,000 and how many baskets you gathered? How is if you don't understand that I was not talking to you about bread, but be on your guard against the yeast of the Pharisees and Sadducees? When they understood that he was not telling them to guard against the yeast used in bread, but against the teaching of the Pharisees and Sadducees. See, very important part, this many times, many pastors and preachers may ignore about this particular topic. When they crossed the lake, we are talking about Jesus and his disciples crossing over the lake of Galilee. The disciple forgot to take the bread. It seems, be careful, Jesus said to them. Now they misunderstood that they are talking. Jesus is talking about just the bread that we eat, but Jesus is talking about the mixing of the Word of God with the false theology. See, we see the false theology growing day after day, even after the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, and also after the apostles. In the time of Paul the apostle, he had to fight vigorously to defend the salvation and faith through Jesus Christ, and fight against the Jewish, Greek, mainly Greek-Jewish theologians, who some of them came to believe in Christ, but their faith was incredibly wrong about the salvation and also the hierarchy of Jesus Christ, and also about the resurrection of the dead. When they came, now this is exactly what was the Pharisees and scribes were doing. They were not really understanding the scriptures of the Old Testament. God spoke through his prophets in the Old Testament. God also spoke through the angels in the Old Testament. Now, when I check it out, when the angels were appeared to give the messages, we see that angels appeared in the birth of Jesus Christ and gave the message to Joseph and Mary. Angels appeared to the shepherds and also gave them the message of the birth of Jesus Christ. So then there was other times when angels ministered to the apostles, especially when Peter was in the jail. The angels came and released him. Paul and Silas was in the jail. There was an earthquake and they shake the foundation of the prison. And evidently God uses angels as the ministering servants for him and his dear people who he saved by his blood. Now, mixing of the real theology of God's word with false theology of human intelligence was very common at the time of Jesus. Aware of their discussion, Jesus asked them, "You of little faith, why are you discussing about having no bread? You do not understand. Don't you remember the 5 loaves for you of 5,000? So now, if you are worried about not having the bread with you, you know there was this 5 bread came from a young boy and 2 fish, and Jesus took those 5 loaves, made it to eat 5,000 people, and there were 12 baskets were left to carry around. See, each disciple had a basket full of bread to take home, or where they resided when they went back in the evening. So there were miracle happened, and then what Jesus is saying is, you don't need anything with you. I am. I am the creator of the universe. I can make bread. I can have anything you want in my power. And how is that you don't understand that I was not talking to you about bread? You know, Jesus time and time warned them and disciplined them and taught them, because he was the master. He was their leader. He was their ruler. Basically, Jesus Christ, he is the one who was leading them and teaching them, and they were supposed to be under his authority. Then they understood that he was not telling them to guard against the yeast used in bread, but against the teaching of the Pharisees and Sadducees. The Pharisees and Sadducees, they mixed the Bible, Old Testament laws of Moses. They mixed it with their ideology. Even today, there are many, many people in the religious realm. They do mix the, even in the Judaic religion, they keep it as a religion, and they have been mixing the facts with their misconceptions. They have many false theology arised at the time of Babylonian exile, and every person of rabbi made their own teachings. They were teaching what they feel like is interpretations of the scripture. They interpreted the Sabbath day. They interpreted how a woman should wear the clothes and a man should wear the clothes. And a woman can put a clip on her hat on a Sabbath day, but she cannot tie the shoelace on the Sabbath day. And you can only walk so much distance on a Sabbath day. So it is all made up. Many, many rules of Moses' commandments were mixed up, and they were all teaching what they were feel like right, what they were teaching. Now, if you studied the Torah and the Old Testament prophets, they would have known who this Jesus was. If they have really checked out, they would have known who this Jesus is. Is Jesus itself, the word means salvation. The word Messiah means Savior, who brings the salvation. Yahweh, he is the agent of Yahweh. He is the Son of God. He is the one who eternally existed with the Father, as Yahweh is one. And he is the one true God who is, he lived in the Yahweh's Trinity. So people didn't misunderstood and mistaught the laws and the Old Testament laws. Praise God. So now, in order for Jesus testing them just to see what they know about himself, in verse 13 to 20th, we can read that part in Matthew 16. When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say the Son of Man is?" So now they reach the other shore of the Sea of Galilee. where these little towns, you know, both sides of the Sea of Galilee, where these fishermen villages and small towns, and Caesarea of Philippi, where they reached that region. He asked his disciples, "Who do people say the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." You see, their misconception in the midst of people's faith. Why people have misconceptions, misbeliefs, misinterpretation, different opinion about one person? Because their leaders did not basically study the Torah. The leaders did not follow the prophets. See, the Jewish history shows, and Jesus mentioned to them, that they killed many prophets. Whenever prophets come and speak, they kill them. They, after a while, they have a hard time. They tell them, either get out of this place, you or you get killed. Now, we know there were prophets killed in the Old Testament time. You know, Zechariah, son of Berechiah, he has been killed in between the altar and the temple. And the Jewish tradition says Isaiah, the great prophet, was killed inside a tree. There was a hollow tree. Either he hid himself inside the tree or they put him in the tree. He was sawed by a wooden saw to death. This is from the Jewish tradition. Now, these are the things you do. Jesus himself cried out to Jerusalem, "O Jerusalem, O Jerusalem, the one who kills the prophets, and the ones who the God send the messengers whom they kill. How many times I wanted to bring you under my wings like a chicken, like a chick, bring the wing, the baby, the chicks, little chicks under its wings. A hen, basically. A hen brings its chicks when the danger comes. You know, when an eagle flies, falcon flies around, you know, those times, mother hen produces a voice and all the chicks run under the wings. See, God is ready to provision and protection to the Jewish people at the time, Old Testament time. And he not only preserved the Jewish people, he also preserved the Gentiles. Gentiles flourished. They increased in numbers, they increased in agriculture, they increased in business, you know, they increased in sheep, shepherding, and keeping animals in order to cultivate their land, or also to produce milk and all the other cheese and all the other products. So God did not only bless the Jewish people, he also blessed the Gentiles who were hardworking Gentiles. And God always bless everyone. It's not because of our goodness, it is because of his goodness. He loves humanity as his children because he created them. And his love is incredible and unmeasurable, deeper than the ocean, higher than the skies. His love is amazing. His love is amazing. Jesus, God's love is explained by sending his own son, Jesus Christ, to die for us. Being his son, he wants many sons. He wants many daughters. He wants the entire humanity to be saved. God loved the humanity. God created the humanity, and God loved them. When they fell from glory, When they sinned, God sent his own Son, Christ, who was in him from the eternity to eternity, who was the creator for the universe, and he himself took incarnation in human flesh to deliver them by his death. He took the punishment of, say, humanity, which he did not do the punishment, the crime, but we did the crime. The crime is disobedient to God, number one, which led to many other crimes: theft, murder, cheating, lying, falsifying, you know, covetousness, and many, fornication, adultery, child abuse, sexual immorality, and list goes and goes and goes, drinking, you know, and all the many sins the humanity committed, rape, murder. You know, God placed all those sins on Jesus, a Son of God who innocently lived. He is the being, the creator of the universe. He was sent down to die for us, taking the punishment of innocent man on him. The innocent man took the punishment of the criminals. So this is exactly how God showed his love. How in the world that we can reject that? How much he loved us. This is not easy to forgive before God, that even when he sent his Son and we are rejecting, you know, how are you rejecting my own Son? When he comes to save you, he comes to deliver you, he comes to take your sins away, he comes to die for your place, you know, this is nothing that God can forgive afterwards. So when Jesus came to the region, Philippi asked, "Who do people say the Son of Man is?" "The Son of Man," they replied, "some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah." Now, there was the Torah says that, or the prophet says in the book of Isaiah and Ezekiel, they say the prophet Elijah will return before the return of Jesus Christ, before the return of Messiah. The language that the Jewish people are looking is Messiah. They want the Messiah to return, or Messiah to come. Now the Messiah came, they did not believe him. Now the Messiah will have to return again for the deliverance of their nation. One reason: when he returned, he will deliver his nation. But before that return, there will be a tribulation period. Okay? And after the tribulation period of 7 years, they will have the tribulation at the last 3.5 years of the 7 years. That's after the Jesus returned to capture his saints, the rapture. After the rapture, there is 7 years. At the end of the half of the 7 year period, the ruler of the world, the Antichrist, will turn against them. After building the temple for them, he sits in there and asks them to worship him, and also places image and worship it. See, then that tribulation period is over, when many thousands of them get killed, and then many exiled, many run to the neighboring countries and mountains, which is what Jesus mentioned in Matthew chapter 24, which is the oncoming chapter. When we get there, we'll discuss more about it, and then Christ will return to deliver them. And before the great and terrible days, the prophet Jeremiah says, and Zechariah says, "I will send my witnesses." There will be two witnesses coming. One is supposedly believed to be Elijah. Other one believed to be Moses, or a different other prophet, and such as Enoch. Definitely Elijah is being confirmed that before the great and terrible day, I will send Elijah. Now, Elijah will come to preach. Elijah preached with another witness in Jerusalem, And people of the world will see them through the television. When this scripture was written, no, there was no television, right? It was many thousand years before even the birth of Jesus. And now this is going to happen because of the technology is there. So we will see them preaching the repentance, but they will not repent. They may receive some Messiah, some may not receive Messiah who has already came. The problem is they did not believe the Messiah who came. The same Messiah will have to return to save them. The same Messiah their forefathers crucified will come back. So the believing and repenting Jews will get saved. Those are the remnants at the end of the last period of the tribulation. I am speaking from the scripture. I am not making up this story. It is written in the book of Zechariah, also Isaiah, also Jeremiah. Great prophets, Jewish prophets, they wrote this. They spoke about this. They screamed about this. And they spoke in Jerusalem and Judea. And then they wrote this in the scrolls. And this is written. It is here. I have in my book, in my Bible, in my Word of God, the Old Testament. It has been documented. And this Old Testament Bible, which is translated to English, came from Hebrew, the book of Jewish Bible, or the Torah and the prophets, and all the rest of the history and poetry and all kind of music and worship and everything. So they came from the 39 books of the Old Testament. So it is written there that the prophet has spoken, and this will be conducted at the end time. Now they replied, the disciples replied, some say it is John, some say it is Elijah. So they had a misconception that the John the Baptist, whom was killed by Herod Antipas, resurrected, or Elijah came back, resurrected, or Jeremiah resurrected. Because these are the prophets who warned Israel about their sins and repentance. So those who were, Isaiah warned them too. But the main people here, they're suggesting is Elijah, John the Baptist, or Jeremiah. Because they did miracles. They need great things before people. Still others said Jeremiah, it says. But what about you? He asked, who do you say I am? The I am, this is the same I am who said to Moses in the Mount Horeb, saying, I am that I am. This is my name. Moses asked God, Yahweh, appeared in the fire, in the thorn bush, and he said, I am that I am. I am your father's, Abraham's, Isaac's, and Jacob's God. And my name is I am that I am. I am is Yahweh, means I am the all-sufficient, full-sufficient God. There's no limitation to me. I have no name. I am. So Jesus says here, I am. Simon Peter answered, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. This is the problem for people to understand, to accept. Did the eternal Son of God came to earth to deliver us from sins? Simon Peter answered, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus replied, blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by man, but by my Father in heaven. Only God can give you the revelation of the deeper theology, deeper knowledge of him. God himself revealed to Peter that Jesus is the Christ, which the Old Testament prophets waited upon, Adam to all the way today, all the Jewish people are waiting and looking for, is Jesus. He is the Christ of God. But by my Father who revealed this to you. See, today many people hear the gospel of Jesus Christ, that God has a message, a good news, a message of salvation, which is gospel. Which is gospel, and that gospel is sent by God, by Christ, to save the humanity. And God is telling, go and give this message to humanity. Christ came that I am going to save you. I am saving you. And the salvation by faith in my Son, my eternal Son, Jesus Christ. So I tell you that you are Peter. On this rock I will build my church. And the gates of heaven, Hades, or hell, will not overcome it. See, you are Peter. You are Petros in Greek. And I am Petro. I am the whole big rock. And Jesus is saying, in this rock is Christ. In the Old Testament, if you study, he was the rock of salvation. From on that rock, the Jewish people, Old Testament, believed the rock of salvation was Christ. Apostle Paul write about in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 that rock which the Jews followed, the fathers of Old Testament followed, was Jesus Christ. He is the rock. Peter is not the rock in which God was going to build the church. If God built a church on a human being like Peter, that church would have been destroyed many years ago. Jesus is the foundation, cornerstone. Also in the Psalms, it says that the cornerstone, the builders rejected the stone that became the capstone or the cornerstone. So the cornerstone or the capstone is Christ, not Peter, as somebody interpreting. And Peter believed in Christ, but Christ will use the rocks, Peter also, to build his church. But church is built on Jesus Christ. Church is not built on Peter. Peter couldn't himself stand. When the temptation came, Peter denied Jesus 3 times. And Satan came to tempt Peter. Jesus had to defend, told Satan, leave. You cannot tempt him. Another occasion. So Jesus had to pray to Father to protect Peter from the trial. Now, did Peter go through trials? Yes, he did go through trial after the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Jesus had to bring him back to repentance and lead the church. I would stop right here in this message and get back next time. Continuation. May the Lord richly bless you.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast. And if you have any more questions or if you'd like to contact me, and talk more about this subject. My email address is p like Peter, r like Robert, dot chackov like Victor at gmail.com. That is pr.chackov at gmail.com.
Bless Barber and Beauty, located in the Polo Grounds Shopping Mall in West Palm Beach, Florida. We are a faith-based business, open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Our phone number is 561-683-9906. See you there.